Representative Devin Nunes, Breaking the News Exposes Media Criminality and Defamation. By Robert Krajcik on June 15, 2021. Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, praised Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlow's Breaking the News, exposing the establishment media's hidden deals and secret corruption for exposing news media criminality and defamation. In the latest edition of his eponymous podcast published Monday, Nunes interviewed Marlow about the findings of Breaking the News. He said he would urge his Republican colleagues to read the book. "I highly recommend this to all my colleagues," Nunes said. "In fact, if I'm going to talk to a lot of them about your book, because you really put everything that all of us have experienced over the last 5 years, you put it into one definitive piece that really highlights the criminality. And I say that it really is criminal and against the law, what these media outlets have been doing. It's every day, massive levels of defamation, and you really call them out." Republicans undermine legitimate news media outlets by engaging with and speaking to corrupt leftist operations, Nunes determined. Good faith politicians doing interviews with left-wing news media take attention away from those he said undertake real reporting. Nunes remarked. "Not only do we not need leftist news media, anytime you actually do interviews with that 95% of news media that are left-wing, you're taking away viewers from watching real reporting, whether it's my podcast, or your radio show that you have in the morning, or a lot of the great videos that Breitbart does, or a whole host of other people. It's just completely asinine that any Republicans talk to these news media outlets. It's kind of funny. I'll kind of corner them, and they kind of smirk or kind of chuckle about it, but it's not a joke. You're really aiding the enemy. Under no circumstance should you ever be talking to the Russia P-tape hoaxers. No Republican, anybody who was caught up in that, should never talk to one of those damn reporters ever." Many news media outlets present left-wing political infomercials and propaganda as news, Marlow observed. He speculated whether such operations should be considered political donations. "I think these are clear soft money contributions that these news outlets are making," he stated. "It's very clear. The people funding these outlets are funding the Democrat candidates. And it's just an amazing thing that they figured out a way to have unlimited earned media for their chosen candidates." Marlow added, "That's what we're talking about with oligopolies. These news outlets are owned by these major conglomerates. Their boards are filled with these big corporate globalists. And it's just the sort of thing that I don't think is sustainable in this country." Nunes lauded Breaking the News as a fabulous book. "I highly recommend it," Nunes said of Breaking the News. Marlow has been with Breitbart News since the beginning, was a friend of Andrew Breitbart's, and he gets into some of that history in the book. But what's really great about this book is he goes through and completely destroys, and I think with a funny way, the fake news over the last several years.